This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we also gave you that Charger play, high risk, big onion bet on the road at Arrowhead where the Chiefs were undefeated. And I took Phillip Rivers to win that game, and he did just that. I feel bad for Mavi. He lost a bet, but it is what it is. The bottom line is that guy is an absolute ruthless gangster, backdoor cover waiting to happen. He is in every game no matter what the score is because he's got a golden arm. I don't care what anybody says. I thought that fourth down and eight pass was the most beautiful play I've seen in the NFL this season. I thought it was the best play I've seen. I mean, it was just absolutely, there was 1 inch. He had 1 inch to throw that pass into that guy's hands. The defender was all over him, Carver Hyde. That was a beautiful pass on fourth and eight on a road at Arrowhead. You got to be kidding me. That was so clutch, that pass.
That was a great throw, a great performance by Rivers leading him back. He didn't even have his two best offensive weapons all night. No Gordon. Allen gets hurt early in the game. He didn't play the whole night. Williams stepped up big time for them. This is a different Charger team this year, at least than I'm used to seeing. I'm used to seeing them be good, but they can never quite get it done, especially on the road. They've gone into Pittsburgh this year and won. They've gone into now Kansas City and won.
And they were down two scores, and they were down three scores. It was 23-7 in Pittsburgh.
They also went into Seattle earlier in the year, way back early in the year, and won there as well. So they've won on the road in tough places this year. I think it could be a special year for Rivers.
Did that not change everything for the playoff picture too? Because yeah, Now they're tied for the top spot.
They're tied now atop the AFC, both with 11 wins. I got to check where they're at with tiebreakers. I believe that the Chargers lost a division game to the Broncos, I'm pretty sure. So that might hurt them with the tiebreaker right now because they've split the season series. Division record should be the next tiebreaker for who's ahead in the West. And I don't believe the Chiefs have lost to anybody else in the division.
So I know this. They clinched a playoff spot with that win tonight. I know they've clinched. They've won four in a row. That was huge. And they're in. Now it comes down to who's going to get home field throughout the playoffs between those two. And I think that in some capacity or another, benefited the Patriots, believe it or not. But they're still 9-4, and those teams are 11-3, the Chiefs and Chargers. I guess my question to you is this. The Chiefs, who were undefeated at home, we know they've lost six straight playoff games in that building. Everybody talks about how dominant they are. Everybody talks about how they're unbeatable. Everybody talks about how Mahomes is the MVP. Everybody talks about Ty Hill. Everybody talks about Kelsey. Everybody says they're unbeatable. And this is what happens to them in playoff games at home, doesn't it? This is how they lose.
That's the kind of loss that they usually have.
That's the exact kind of loss they have, and they all stand around cussing and saying, what just happened? What just happened was they just got, backdoored. I mean, that was unbelievable. Not only was that unbelievable that they let them back in the game, but that they let that two-point conversion go down so easily. I mean, that was the worst defense I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what was worse, the Pittsburgh defense on that fourth and goal in the Raider game from the five when Carr threw that pass to the wide-open guy. He could have caught a baby if they threw it at him. And then this guy, Williams, in the corner. Did you see how wide-open he was? I mean, there wasn't anyone literally within 20 yards of him. I mean, if he would have dropped that, that would have been worse than Jackie Smith. But that was like a loaf of bread he threw to him in the corner for the game winner on a two-point conversion. It just was unbelievable. Mafia, what did you think when you saw it? I know you're upset about your bet, but we've won a ton of bets and lost a ton of bets. But that was an unbelievable comeback win for Rivers. He is a badass.
That's a great job by him and a terrible job by that defense overall. I mean, you have three different 14-point leads that you blow, and especially let him come back and get not only the touchdown but the two-point conversion. And if you look at just about every play on that drive, the defensive back, when the ball's coming at him, isn't looking. Every one of them, the receivers pass them. they're looking at the receiver and not looking at the ball and not being able to make a play half the time. I don't know what the hell they were doing, that they weren't keeping these receivers in front of them and trying to keep them out of the end zone. They're playing too far up on these guys and letting them get by them and having their cover instead of keeping them in front and letting them get short gains and letting them just run that clock down. That was the enemy.
So I'm looking at all these people that had, you know, obviously thought the Chargers had no chance in the cold weather at Arrowhead tonight. No chance. How do you say no chance when you got that guy, Philip Rivers, playing? I mean, you have a chance every time that guy plays. I don't care where the game is. And I don't care what the temperature is. Does that guy look like he was afraid to play tonight in the cold weather at Arrowhead in prime time on national television? Honestly, because he doesn't look cold to me. He's wearing a hoodie out for his postgame interview right about now. He's going to go talk on whatever Fox after the game, NFL Network, rather. I mean, this guy just lit them up. I mean, that is unbelievable. The two touchdowns he scored late to win this game, to me, were absolutely – this guy is – someone asked me tonight. I think it was Schwartz. He asked me, is he a Hall of Famer? I mean, without a doubt. Like, you know, I've always said you have to have that in the immediate answer if a guy is in or not in sports. That guy's in the Hall of Fame, if you ask me. He's one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen play. He doesn't have a Super Bowl, but he's one of the best quarterbacks I've ever watched.
Well, here's another one for you. If they somehow win the division and get the top seed in the AFC, now they're going to need some help because Kansas City's got the tiebreaker right now.
Right.
So, and Kansas City goes to Seattle next week. That's not a
lock
for them.
Because they're playing great.
Right. So let's say the Chargers end up being the top seed in the AFC. Does Rivers move ahead of Mahomes right now and what seems like Mahomes
in the MVP.
Given for the MVP? Does Rivers move ahead of him?
So did you believe that it was Mahomes, Rivers 1-2 in the voting?
I think that Mahomes kind of had the lead, you know, pretty much all year with Breeze maybe right there with him. But
I thought it was, yeah, Mahomes and Breeze.
You got to put Rivers in the conversation.
So of late, with what he did in Pittsburgh and what he did here, does he now move into the conversation for getting MVP? Because I thought tonight was a facial. That's what that was. That was just such a facial on Mahomes and the Chiefs and Andy Reid and all of them, because everybody thinks they're automatic. That's the problem with everybody. They all think the Chiefs are automatic, and what they are is typically an automatic failure in the postseason. Now, I think they're a good team offensively. That's it. I do not think they're a good team defensively, and the perfect example of it is what I just watched. They couldn't stop him in the second half. They couldn't stop him in the second quarter, and they couldn't stop him in the fourth quarter. You know what those are? Those are money quarters. You're either out of the game when you're down – what was it, 14-0 after one?
Yeah.
You're either out of the game right there or you come back in the second and get in the game and have a position at halftime to get in the game and be in the game. And then in the fourth quarter, it's money time, right? And who won when it was money time? Rivers. That's it. Everybody's already gifted this guy the MVP. Mahomes is the MVP already. Everybody's already gifted it to him. Like, it's his already. They've been saying it for weeks that he's the MVP. Youngest MVP ever. I heard it tonight. I literally heard Buck and Aikman say he'll be the youngest MVP ever at 23 of the NFL. They've already given it to him. Meanwhile, this guy just stole his girlfriend tonight. I mean, that was unbelievable. This guy went in there. That was such a beautiful performance by that guy. I cannot express enough what you just watched.
And I agree with you guys that Rivers probably definitely played himself at least into the conversation for MVP with that game, because if you look at it, without his top two running backs, his best receiver is out within like the first half. Without his tight end was hurt before the season even started. What he's done with them has been incredible. I mean, to go in there, not that they didn't have a chance, but to go in where Kansas City was undefeated, where you have the short week, which favors the home teams incredibly. I heard before the game, Andy Reid was like 21 of 22 against the division since he was in Kansas City. So all the numbers were against him, especially once they were down by 14 three different times and manages to come back. He definitely played himself in the MVP consideration right there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Here we go. Amos in Tennessee. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Amos.
Hey, Mr. Farrell. How are you, sir?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm right there in line with you guys. I mean, how many years has Philip Rivers done this time after time, and he doesn't even care what the circumstances are? He seems to always get it done, and I think we need to move him in MVP consideration. I'm right there with you. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I don't think he needs that Super Bowl win because he's been doing this year after year after year. And,
yeah, I don't know about – yeah, you may be right that because he may not sniff a Super Bowl. He's been in the AFC title game and lost to the Patriots. I think that, you know, if he, I would love to see him actually make it and play in a Super Bowl because of his brilliance. I think he deserves it in his career. Just like Marino went once, I think this guy should go. I would love to see him go and have a shot at it. I really would. But at the end of the day, I think you're right, and I said this myself, that – when he's done playing, when it's all said and done, in my view, he has to be a Hall of Famer. The guy, I mean, it's just watching him is just incredible. Like, it's no joke. Like, watching this guy play football, it's just ridiculous. So I don't care what anybody says. The guy has put up phenomenal numbers. It's crazy, this guy. Look at some of these numbers. Okay, so TDs is third year in through 22, then 21, 34, 28, 30, 27, 26, 32, 31, 29, 33, 28, 26. The consistency, that's up until tonight, and he threw two more tonight. So this guy's, you know, between 25 and 35 touchdowns every year. His postseason has been average. 1 year, four of them in 07. 083, 091, 2013, 3. That's the last time he was in it. Now he's back in it again. Single game completion percentage, 96.5 in one game. That was this year, 28 of 29. NFL single game record for consecutive completions, the 25. You know, franchise wins, number one. Pass completions, pass attempts, completion percentage, passing yards, passing touchdown. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Seven-time Pro Bowler, NFL Comeback Player of the Year, NFL Passing Touchdowns co-leader, passing yards leader in 2010, 2015 AFC passing yards leader. I mean, it goes on and on. I could sit here forever and give you stats on this guy. If he's not a Hall of Famer, they shouldn't even have a Hall of Fame. I mean, he's automatic. If you ask me, he's automatic. Sean in Topeka.
Hey, Scotty, listen, can you pour me a Guinness draft?
Absolutely delicious.
After this game, I need a damn beer. I'm sorry, darn beer, my bad. But listen, I just want to talk to you off of my feelings off this game. My dad and I were watching this game all night, and we were quite honestly saying it looked like to us the Chargers – we're getting jobbed by the officials all game long. And then on the last possession, all of a sudden it turned and the Chargers were getting all the calls. And I honestly, I'm just throwing that at you. I do not know what to think of that. Frankly, if we meet them again in the playoffs, I'm glad we lost, really, because beating a team three times in a year is really difficult. But I hear what you're saying, but if you throw Phillip Rivers up against all the quarterbacks in this era, I feel like he might be left out, man. I agree with you. He should be in.
He's not. That guy's not getting left out of the Hall of Fame. That's not happening. It's about each guy. They're not going to compare him when they're voting for him. They're not going to compare him to the other guys. Like, Brady's getting in. Breeze is getting in. He's getting in. That guy is so unbelievable, what he's done in the NFL. It's ridiculous. You can't leave a guy like that out. The numbers he's put up, it's outrageous. He's thrown the football from here to Tokyo. I mean, the guy has been absolutely phenomenal, what he's done. Wouldn't really, I mean, let's face facts. What has he had? What has he had to throw to? Antonio Gates, right? That's it. Who else? Literally, who has that guy thrown to in his career that's so great? I mean, he's the one making them great. It's the other way around. I think Gates has been special, but I think everything else has been Rivers. He had Tomlinson running the ball, but that has, you know, for me, nothing to do with him throwing it. But he did throw to him underneath a lot. I'll give you that, Carver High. But and as far as what you're saying about the refs, I watched the game from no volume standpoint, so I didn't see all that. I didn't hear all that. I didn't know that they were complaining about calls or that there was, maybe the booth was talking about it. All I know is I thought the call at the end of the game, it was a touchdown. And, you know, all that talk that you're saying, that I'm glad we lost. I'm never glad when I lose. I don't care what you're talking about. If you have to beat him three times, you have to beat him three times. You just got stolen tonight, your girlfriend, right in your own building.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.